Hi guys, this is Jake Gross, and in this podcast, I'm going to talk about two things, actually. The first thing is I released NoteWriter 1.5, which basically includes a font dialogue, which you can get to by going to the format menu, which is a new menu I added, and you can also get to it by pressing Control D, and it's also on the toolbar, so for people who use the toolbar, they can access the font dialog. And I also found a new MIDI player called AGL MIDI that uses the OPL3 emulator, and it has reverb on it, and it has a whole bunch of other banks that certain old DOS games used. So basically it has a bunch of different sounds and stuff in it, and basically it's a command line program. So I will, let's see, if I'm going to go over command line.
Run type CFD, C colon.
I'm going to go to CD space ADL MIDI.
CD space C colon, ADL MIDI. The system cannot.
Oh, I actually need to,
Run type C colon. Seek on desk and any one of eight. Del free.
Oh, I don't.
D, close cache. Items view, utip. IP, advanced, and MIDI. Couple of text, set of open archive, one. Seek and MIDI not yet. Control of every copy C colon A D L M R D I C colon F C colon C colon F slash Windows F slash run dial but U F E F T F document mid items view lit tech 1 item Atari 3 of 36 M Mike MIDI Jam Microsoft Windows item 95 2 of 30 item Canyon dot mid run C colon C A and MIDI C colon Canyon dot mid 2 of 2 C colon back slash at header head C colon back C deep C colon head E L comma L I C colon.
Now, I'm gonna type ADL MIDI space canyon dot MID and see what happens.
L M I D I space N O N dot M I D H I T space C T R F speech mode off.
And basically it's printing stuff out of the screen too. Yeah. It can also save out to a WAV file, like ADL MIDI space MIDI file name space dash W will save a WAV file called ADL MIDI.wave. Now, this emulator has a lot of different things it could do. Like, let me do dash S changes the sound and makes it sound a bit different. Don't know what S stands for, but it makes it sound a bit different. Let's see what it does.
A-D-L-M-I-I space C-A-N-W-O-N dot M-I-E space dash S. Speech mode off.
Speech mode talk. Now, let's say I want to change the bank. There are so many banks, I'm not going to go through all of it. Let's just choose, I don't know. There's a bank that, in my opinion, is really different. It's Bank 23. Let's see what it does.
A-D-L-M-I-D-I space C-A-N-Y-O-N dot M-I-D space 2-3. Speech mode off.
This is without the S switch, so I'll press enter on what I just typed. What? Whoa. Okay. That
speech mode talk
is weird. Let's see what the S switch does, if it sounds any different.
C L X A N Y A D L M I D I S A N O U U O O N dot M I D space dash S space. S dash 2 3 2 dash 2 S F 2 S F 2 2 2 2 3 speech mode off. speech mode talk.
Let's see what the P is for ad lib percussion sound. Let's see what that does.
A L M A P A S M O J A P U M A C S M O U U M dot M A P S P speech mode off.
Oh, it's doing something. And there's just some noise going on outside, but I noticed that the drums for the first thing were like pops or electronic noise or something, so I don't know exactly what it's doing, but I just prefer without using the dash P option. And yeah, this MIDI player can do a lot. It has a lot of banks and stuff, so I'm gonna close out of the command prompt. Let's see. Oh, wait.
Speech mode top C colon F slash B F I T Audacity.
And I guess I'll just go into Note Writer real quick to show you the
front dialogue C.
Layout
C
thing.
Note items.
Oh, and version 1.4 out of it. So version 1.4 basically added the font dialog, and then version 1.5 I moved the menus so that they're in the right order, because in 1.4 the format menu is right before help, so I moved it right after edit. And basically
add note writer, yeah. Note writer, note learn edit note file sub menu edit sub format sub font control plus df1 of 1.
Oh, and also in the source code distribution, I added a file called makenotewriter.bat. So if you're in a developer command prompt, you could just type makenotewriter and it will run and make with all the necessary parameters and stuff. So let's open the font dialog, see what we get.
Font dialog, this is a screen font. The closest matching printer font will be used for printing. Font, combo box, edit alt plus F, select print system.
You have a lot of stuff. Like it's just amazing that a few lines of code could add a whole lot of functionality to your application, and this app is still 48 kilobytes. It's like I just activated another backend component. So
Sitka,
I don't know.
Small snap stamp symbol system font style combo box edit bold oblique.
Yeah, your style
size. Combo box, edit alt plus S, selected tab, effect grouping, strikeout checkbox, not underline checkbox, not color, combo box, black collapse.
So many colors.
Maroon, green, augmented, super blue, blue, at white.
See how many colors we got.
Black,
one.
Maroon, green, olive, navy, purple, teal, gray, silver, red, light, yellow, blue, cue, at white.
Only 16 colors. Wow.
Black. Okay, but script. Combo box, western.
And let's see if the script is
of
the
font. Combo box.
Standard font.
Times New Roman.
Times New Roman.
Font style. Italic. Regular.
Regular.
Bold. Italic. Bold. Italic. Bold. Size. Effect grouping. Strikeout. Check under light color. Combo box. Black. Maroon. Green. Maple. Secret. Red. Light. Blue. Aqua. Black. Maroon, green, navy, purple, flexible, black, yellow, fuchsia, aqua, white.
Yep, still 16 colors.
Black. Script. Combo box, west. Hebrew, Arab, Greek, Turk, Bowl, Central,
yep.
Cyrillic, Vietnamese. Okay, cancel.
You have a lot of different things here.
No trial.
And to,
file synopsis, help about no trial.
About dialogue.
Note writer dialog failed to launch. Help. Okay, button. Note writer. Note file stops it. Help. Step about. Note about. Note writer dialog. Note writer v1.5 basic text editor copyright C 2016 by Dave and Jake. All rights reserved. Okay, note writer.
Yep. Another update. Now this contains a lot of the features I wanted it to include. So it's print image meeting its goal at this point. So this might be the last release, but. I mean, it's been a fun spring break working on this project so far. So, I mean, when I was going to implement the font dialog, I actually thought I would have to use the C font dialog class and all that, but all I had to do was add a few lines of code to the resource script, because looking through other code and files and stuff that came with Visual Studio, and I thought, and I saw edit, ID underscore font, or ID underscore format_font, and I added that to my resource script and added shortcuts in my menu to that and the toolbar and hotkey and stuff like that. So, you know, it's amazing.
File, notes, writer, notes, what?
So,
C on asks, error, C on Skype, error, C on Skype, error, open, error, opening, help in Windows-based programs. Feature not in C colon, backslash, no, header, header, audacity, on that.
So, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I'll see you guys next recording. Bye.